Okay, what we're going to do today is we're going to fly through the first section, Aleph. Then I want to, I feel that you guys maybe start a little bit of the Rambams. We didn't really get into the guts of the guts of the Rambams, at least hopefully whet your appetites in terms of figuring out what the Rambam is going, and then we'll see what you can come up with over Shabbos Kodesh to resolve the Shitas HaRambam. Okay, so the Mishnah told us, we started yesterday, the Mishnah says, first, Kolshu. So you violate the Isser Bone Kolshu, and the Gemara right away asks the question, Kolai Chazia. What is Binyan Kolshu fit for it? I think buildings, houses, skyscrapers. What is Binyan Kolshu fit for? So the Gemara has a number of very, very vague possibilities. One possibility is the Gemara says that an Ani is Chofer Guma Latznia Lo Prutosa. An Ani will dig a little hole and will hide his money. Where do you have a corresponding case in the Mishkan? The Tofre Yerios, the craftsmen, would go ahead and hide their needles in the ground. The Gemara says that's not really possible because they'd get rusty, so that can't be. So the Gemara tells us maybe the Ani would make these little pitputekira, these little tripods to rest his small little dishes when he's cooking. Gemara says, Mishkan, a parallel case. The Tsove Yerios would do the same thing. The Gemara says that's unlikely because Ein Anius B'Mokom Ashirus. There's no poverty in the place of wealth. The Mishkan is a place of malchus, of wealth. Therefore, that would seem to be inappropriate. Ella, so the Gemara concludes, Shekem Balabayis Sheyeslo Nekev Bibiraso. So the Balabayis has a Nekev, has a hole in his building. He has a wall with a hole in it or something. Visotmo. And he seals it. He seals up the hole. So that's going to be Binyan Kolshu. And the Kavasei Gavim Mishkan Shekem Keresh. Enough Abodarna Matik Latocha Eber Visotmo. So the Mishkan also, they sometimes had beams that had a darna, a worm, that would dig out, that would, like, termite a little bit of the wood. So you'd have to plug up the hole. You'd plug up the hole, and that would be a binyan. So the Gemara identifies this as an example of binyan kolshu. And it sounds like, yes, if you have a house, and there's a little bit of a hole in a house, and you take some kind of clay or whatever, and you plug up the hole, that will be meleches bone. And that seems to be a pretty big chiddush. That's not how I envision boneh. But the Gemara's Mechadish is an idea of binyan kolshu, and that these are examples of binyan kolshu. Then the Mishnah goes on and tells us that kol ha'osem alacho malachto miskayemes b'shabes chayiv. We pointed out yesterday that there are two readings of that Gemara. When the Gemara says, where exactly do you put the comma? And the way Rashi reads it is, kol ha'osem malacha b'shabes Umelachto miskayemes chayev. So according to Rashi's vision, how long does the malach have to last?
Forever.
Sounds like la'olam. You have to have an intention that it's going to last la'olam, which means, according to Rashi, binyan yitlasha'a, if it is a temporary kind of binyan, a binyan lasha'a lo have binyan. That seems to be what would come out from Rashi. And when you look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tes, that is not how the Rambam seems. I'm sorry, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel. That is not how the Rambam seems to learn. The Rambam leaves the word Malachto B'Shabes and reads like this: Kol Osa Malachto Umalachto Miskayemes B'Shabes Kama Chayv. And indeed, Rav Noah Kimmel has a punctuated Rambam, and that's exactly where they put the comma, which would corroborate what we're saying is that if it's Miskayem for Shabbos, then you'll be Chayv. In other words, Binyan L'Shah. If it's a temporary binyan, the Rambam would read our Mishnah and would say that is chayv, and it's not just boneh. This seems to be a universal principle, zeha, zeakla. Now, I just want to point out, again, a few ha'aros on the first part, and then we'll get to the Rambams. Look at Rashi, Dibra Maskil, kala ose malacha, umalachto miskayemes. And tell me how you understood this, Rashi. Kala ose malacha, if you do malacha on Shabbos, umalachto miskayemes. By the way, notice what Rashi did in the Dibra Maskil. He separated Miskayemes with Shabbos, which is again his Shita. That Shabbos is really going back to Kol Ha'oseh Malacha B'Shabbos, okay? So the Kol Ha'oseh Malacha Malacha Miskayemes. Now look what Rashi writes over here. Sheyesh Miskayemes Kayotze Bo V'Ein Mosif Aleha. Do you have any idea what Rashi is saying? I'll read it again. Kala osa malacha umalachto miskayemes. Sheyesh miskayemes peyot kayotze baze. Ve'ein mosif aleha. Noah?
How you're doing it now is how it's gonna is what it's gonna stand for all of time. And you don't need to add anything onto it after you don't have the intention that it needs any more work.
Sheyesh miskayemes kayotse bo.
Maybe it means that you would do something which causes a permanent effect.
You always say bo, something for life that's permanent.
Perfect the way it is.
That's the same thing that
you're perfect.
Sheyesh miskaye. Let me ask a question. Anyone live in one of those big Jewish neighborhoods?
Yeah.
You ever notice in those big Jewish neighborhoods, they do a lot of like people like add sections to their houses, or they knock a house down and build another house instead. You ever notice such things in these fancy razzle-dazzle Jewish neighborhoods?
Yes.
You've seen such a thing? We'll buy a house in order to knock it down and rebuild it. You ever hear of such a thing?
Yep.
Let's say you do the following, Rabbi Osei. Let's say you buy a plot of land, you build a house, you run out of money. You wanted to build a three-story house. You ran out of money. So you built that one story with a plan that once you get some more money, once the loan comes in, then you'll continue your building project. Like everything in life. Like everything in life. It's true. Rabbi Osei, are you high for bonus? Are you high for bonus? What's your plan? Is your plan to do more building?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you high for bona when you stop short of your ultimate plan? What's Rashi saying? What Rashi is saying is as follows. Kala osem alacha umalachto miskayemes. What does it mean, miskayemes? Let's say my plan is I'm not stopping here. I'm going to do a lot more afterwards. But there are people out there that stop here. Is that considered to be a malacha? If there are people out there that will stop right here, one floor is enough. They're like ranches. Is that going to go ahead and be chayv? So that's what Rashi's saying. That kol ha'osam malacha malacha miskayemes. Let's say my plan is redo. I'm going to knock down and rebuild. But sheyesh miskayemes kayotze bo. That there are people that will keep it like this. Then, and the inmost of Aleha, and they're not going to add on to it, they're satisfied with this, then you're going to be chayv. Even though your plan is to do what? Your plan is to do more. Look at Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Look at Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, fifth line on the page. Zehakla. Zehakla. What is that? What's coming to add? Zehakla la'asuye mai, says the Gemara, la'asuye dechok kapiza. The Kaaba. Do you have any idea what that means? I sure don't. Dechok kapiza bekaba. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Dechok, what does chok mean? You engrave. You engrave kapiza bekaba. So you have a golem godol. You have a mold. Haroi lachukbo kav. And it can hold a kav worth of stuff. And what do? Now, what's a kav? How many lugim are in a kav? Four. It's a measuring cup. It's a measuring device. And what do? You're going to go ahead and mark a quarter of a kav, a third of a kav, three quarters of a kav, and a full kav. Okay? What's three quarters of a kav mean? A lug, a second lug, a third lug, and four lug is a kav. So says Rashi, chok kapiz of a kav. B'golim gad ha'roi la'chuk bo kav, chok ha'cholos lugim. Even in the future, you only made markings of three. And the future, you're going to add more. Are you high for the first three that you added? The answer is why. Why? Why? Look at the next words of Rashi. Look at the next words of Rashi. Because yesh shemekayimin kin. Because some people leave it like this. In other words, once people leave it like this, once this is called binyan or whatever malachi you're talking about, by some, even though your intention might be to do more, for example, we'll see later on in this perek. Let's say you write the word Shimon. But you stop at Shin Mem. You stop at Shin Mem. Are you chayv?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Why?
Because
that already is something that another person might stop at. That's called ksiva shteyosios. Even though my intention is to go weiter, that's called a malacha. That is what Rashi is saying over here. It's important Rashi keep in mind. Okay. What? It probably by every malach. It might be by every malach. 1 second, Avikom. So we have two ways of reading our Gemara. I just want to see these two Yushalmis, one Bavli, and then I want to move into the Rambam's. Okay, let's just see the Yushalmis. Source number three. So the Gemara says, Ma binyan haya ba migdash. Where did you have bona in the migdash? So you know some krushim al gabe adanim. Rabosa, just think about this for a second. What are the adanim in the migdash, in the Mishkan? Adanim. Sockets. What do? You put the krim inside the sockets. Is there more to be done? After that, is there more to be done?
Yeah.
Yes, but is that a significant stage where a person might say, I'm going to stop here? Yes, so therefore you're chai. Says, Ma bin ha'be mishkan ha'inosin krasma ka'be adanim v'lo l'sha'a ha'isa. Was this a permanent binyan or an impermanent binyan? L'chora, it's impermanent. L'chora, it's impermanent. The Gemara is asking, v'lo l'sha'a ha'isa? Is this not a binyan what? L'sha, because after all, how long are we going to be here?
We don't know,
but it's not permanent. So the Gemara says, Am Rav Yosi mikem shayachonim v'lo l'sha'a piyadibur. Since they were traveling out Pihadibor, meaning was it their choice?
No.
So when they settled, how long were they settling in for?
Until they were
so as far as their mindset, was this like, did they have an intention to leave? They had no plan to leave. If they had no plan to leave, that's called, the default is, that's called?
Permanent.
Says Gemara, wait a second. But was it really permanent? They knew that eventually they're going to get where? To Eretz Yisrael. So there's a machlokas in Yushalmi. Whether the Mishkan was called a binyan l'sha'. One vision is, did they know when they were leaving? No. It's called a binyan l'olam. The other version is, did they know that this was permanent?
No,
they knew it was not permanent, and therefore it's called a binyan l'sha. In other words, how would you describe the 2 days in the Yushalmi? How would you masbid them? Is the pshat? Is the pshat? Is the pshat? And what's your default? What's the default? What's the default? Do they know when they're leaving?
No.
They don't know when they're leaving. Do they know that they are leaving?
Yes.
Do they know when? Do they know they are?
Yeah.
Okay. If you know you are leaving, you don't know when, is that called a binyan l'sha or a binyan l'olam? In other words, in order to be a binyan, one possibility is it's a binyan l'olam. In order to be binyan l'sha, you must have an affirmative plan to be uprooted. Do they have an affirmative plan to uproot?
Yeah.
Do they have an affirmative plan to uproot?
Well,
I didn't ask you that. Do they have an affirmative plan to uproot? No, therefore binyan l'sha. Or do you say, no, in order to be a binyan la'olam, you have to have an affirmative plan to be here forever. Do they have an affirmative plan to be here forever?
No.
No, so therefore it's called a binyan la? Binyan l'sha. In other words, what is the default? Do you have to be affirmatively binyan la'olam? And if you're not binyan la'olam, by definition you're binyan l'sha? Or do you have to be affirmatively... Or do you have to be? Do you have to? In other words, what's the other way of saying it?
Correct.
In other words, and that I think is the shakla v'tar this Yushalmi, and it's not the only time. You have the same exact Yushalmi when it comes to kosher matir. 1 second, makshir ha'isav mishkan she kosher sama esa meitarim. They would tie the extra rope. V'lola shah ha'isav. Temporary. Came she knows him and knows not piadibur. Kama she la olam dami. And I'm Rav Yossi. Mikem shi'tiv kashbar kushumak. These are arets. Kamishi was Shah Damya. And I just want to show you the Bavli for a second. Look at the Bavli here, and then I want to get into the Rambam. So just give me one more second of your attention, please. Go to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, an absolutely fantastic Gemara with a fantastic Musar Shmos. Famous, famous Musar Shmos on this Gemara as well. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, which I'll share with you also. So the Gemara is found Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and it discusses the Malacha of Soter. What is the Malacha of Soter? Destroying. Now, is destroying a destructive malacha or a constructive malacha? Destructive. So in order to be chayav soter, it has to be what? Amanas livnos. It has to be soter amanas livnos. What does that mean, amanas livnos? I don't like my building over here. It's a shvachas building. It's only got 4 bedrooms. I'm looking for 16 bedrooms. I got to keep up with the Joneses. So what do? I knock it down in order to build better. So says the Gemara over here. I'm about 12, 14 lines from the bottom of the page. Ukasava Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Soter amanas livnos binkomo have a soter. If the stira is amanas livnos where? In the same site, then it's considered to be what? Then it's soter. However, let's say I want to go ahead and destroy this building and use the parts. I want to use the bricks a mile down the road. Am I chayav for that? No. So that's called soter. Amanas livno shalobim komo. So I'm building where? In a different place. Lo have soter. That's not called what? That's not called soter. Okay. You got it? So according to Rav Yossi, if I'm knocking down a house to build a better one right here, what's the din? Then it's soter. If I'm knocking down a house to take the materials and move a mile away, then I'm not chayav for soter. It has to be improving this site. This site. Okay? Okay? Now watch this. Where they do soter in the Mishkan?
When they tear the curtains apart and then bring it out together.
Where they do soter in the Mishkan? Hashem said, pack it up. And what did he do then after he said pack it up? He said pack it up, take a hike 10 miles and then rebuild it. So comes along the Gemara and asks, watch this, how can you tell me this is soter amanas livnos requires bimkomo? By definition, Hashem said to do what? To move to a different place. So it's so samanas livnos shalobim koma. So how can Rav Yossi say you have to be so samanas livnos bim koma? So the Gemara says the following answer. Amale, shani hasan. The Mishkan is different. Why? Tekevon diksiv al pi Hashem yachanu ve'al pi Hashem yisau. Since wherever they were going was al pi what? Tzivui Hashem. Listen to the Gemara's answer. Kisoter amanas livnos bimkomo dami. It's as if they're rebuilding where? In the same exact place. What's the pshat? Are they in the same Google Maps? The same place?
No.
Not the same place. So why is it called Soter Amanas Livnos Bimkoma? What? So I'll tell you, I'll just give you a mashal. This is how Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains it. It's a beautiful mashal. It's a good Musar Shmos. A mother is carrying a baby. And she goes and brings the baby to the supermarket. And then she brings the baby back home. And then she brings the baby to the babysitter. And just bring the baby all over the place. Has the baby moved? It depends. Yeah. It depends. The baby's moved a lot. But from the baby's perspective, where is the baby? Is always in the cradled arms of her mother. And as a result, from the perspective of the baby, has the baby moved? The baby is not moved. So perhaps, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the answer to the Gemara is that as long as we are moving al pi Hashem yachanu val pi Hashem yisol, so where are they? As was said, they're always, yeah, Google Maps, they're in a different place, but ultimately they're always under the, if you will, the place that Hashem said they should be. And that is a constant. That is a constant. One second. So one maybe could make an argument, throwing it out there, that how would that relate to the question of binyan l'sha'a and binyan la'olam? Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, I forgot your lashon specifically, but the affirmative, we assume that when Hashem is telling us to go somewhere, that binyan l'sha'a, by the case of the putting it in the beam, we assume that we're going to stay there forever.
In other words, basically, I don't want to say this. We're always by Hashem, so to speak. We're always by Hashem. This is fluffy, but I'm going to say it because I'm not going to say it. I'm trying to figure out which way is the best way to go. But in other words, we're always being directed al pi Hashem yachnu al pi Hashem. And therefore, has the Mishkan really changed? Is the Mishkan, when it's moving from place to place, is that considered to be constant, or is it considered to be deviant?
Constant.
It's constant. And therefore, we're disassembling and removing, fundamentally, it's what kind of binyan? It's a binyan l'sha. It's a binyan l'olam. In other words, it's binyan l'olam. Mishkan, even though it's constantly being disassembled and reassembled, but since it's essentially the same thing in every place, tachas kanfei hashchina, that's called binyan la'olam. Okay, I don't want to take questions on that. I really want to move on. I'm closing my gemara. I'm opening up some Rambams. Now, do you see my chart on the board? Okay, all I'm going to do is fill out the chart today. I'm not going to resolve anything because I want you guys to figure this out yourself. This is 100% figure out a book. You could do it. If you want to cheat, you can learn the Evan Ha'ezel, if you want. Did I tell you the story about the Evan Ha'ezel? I think I did. I told you the story about the sledding? The sledding story? That's the Evan Ha'ezel. What?
It's a lot of work for cheating.
That's good. In other words, cheating would be not reading the Evan Ha'ezel. Yes?
Here's what I never got. The sledding story is where, like, his friends and how did his friend only ever go sledding, like, once a day?
No, he went sledding, but anytime there was time to schlep the sled, he disappeared.
Oh, so David Ezra would schlep up his friend's sled?
In other words, they had a three-man sled, and he was always, like,
oh,
he never...
I thought they had
Yeah,
no, three man sled. It was probably some cardboard box, you know, that they'd slide down. But anyway, okay. Yeah, he's really okay. Shh, Rabosai, stay with me. I'm gonna learn some Rambams. Let's just start to fill out the chart. So the Rambam in Perek Zayin. Now, Rabosai, this is a really good Rambams because you really learn Rambam geography. So some of you were bothered by this a little bit. Perek Zayin, the Rambam is giving us klalim, the general rules, what's an av and what's a tolda. Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, tells all the avos, and then he says, what is a tolda? That's in Halacha Hey. Hatolda hi hamalacha hadome la'av, me'elo ha'avos. A tolda has similarities to the av. And then the Rambam goes through examples of tochen is when you grind, when you chop a vegetable, and you take guf echad and make it into gufim harbe, that's a tolda. Grinding is when you go ahead and, let's say, take flour, and you make it into fine, small little particles. That's the av malacha, and that was done in the Mishkan. And when it comes to tolda, you take vegetables, hamechatek hasayerek dak, that is a tolda of tochen. And then the Rambam says, in govno, if you make gvina, if you make cheese, so the Rambam writes, "Hare ze so gvina chayav mishum bone." Now, right away, Rabbi Osai, I just want to language. When the Rambam says Chayev Mishum Bone. Is that an Av Malacha or is that a Tolda? It's a Tolda. Memorize that, get that through your heads. Avikon, get it through your head. If he's, I see that here. He's saying Mefurish over here that when you go ahead and you make Vina, Chayev Mishum Bone, and he's describing Toldos. Chayev Mishum is a language of Tolda. Why is it a Tolda? Rega. Why is it a Tolda? Because Kol HaMechabes Chelek El Chelek V'Dovak HaKol Ad Shiyas HaGuf Echad HaRez HaDomel HaBinyan. That's similar to Binyan. So what do you do when you make cheese? You have milk, yogurt, whatever. You layer it on top, one piece on top of another, on top of another, and then it hardens. It gets solidified and becomes Guf Echad. So the Rambam says Megabein Gvina is a tolda of Meleches Bone. Okay, that's clue. That's piece number one. These are all going to be clues. We go weiter. Halacha Yud Beis of Perek Yud. Here the Rambam, now again, Perek Zion is the Klalim. Those are the general frameworks of Avos and Toldos. Then Ches, Tes, Yud, he goes through all the Melachas. So we're going to get into Bone. And the Rambam writes, listen carefully. Habone kol shehu is chayv. So far, so good. Where did Rambam get that from?
Gemara.
Hamashve pnei hakarka. Kigon shehishpil tail, omile gai, hareze bone v'chayv. What did you do? What did you do? You?
Leveled out your
body. You leveled. Leveling. Mashve, how do you level? There's two ways to level. Either you get rid of the mound, or you fill the cavity. Either way, you are being mashve. Guy is a valley, is a dip. So what is hamashve karka? Where are we putting it? Where does it go? Mashve karka. That's an av. Mashve karka. Is an af. Okay? Then the Rambam says, Echad nosens ha-even, ve-echad nosens ha-tit, ha-nosens ha-tit chayev, uve-nidbach ha-elyon, afilu he-ele, es ha-even, v-niach ha-gabe-tit, chayev. She-eim enichem alav tit acher, v-abon al-gabe-kelem potter. What's the second case of bona that he's talking about? If you're laying bricks, so when you lay bricks, how do you lay bricks? How do you build a structure? So there's cement and there's bricks. So what's this call this? What do you want to call this?
Making bricks.
Not making bricks. Laying bricks. Laying bricks. You agree it's an av?
Yeah.
Okay, laying bricks is an av.
With mortar, right?
With mortar, with cement. With mortar, okay? Fine. Fine. Okay, so far so good. Now, your gimel. Yud Gimel. Ha'ose ohel kavua, ha'reze toldas bone v'chayv. What did you do now? He made an ohel kavua. And where are we? Told. Ohel kavua. Okay. Then the Rambam says, ha'ose kli adama, kigon tanur v'chavis, Kodim she yisrafu, hareza told us bone of a chayef. What did you do now? Ha'ose kli adama. Like a tanur or a chavis. Does anyone remember which sugi this comes from? It's cold?
It's bothering many people.
Really? If Yitz closes it, you can't close it. Yitz can close it. If Yitz wants it closed. No. What sugya? Where do we have this Gemara? Which Gemara are you talking about? No. Really? No. Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. Ha'oset Taner. Yechai from 7, 8, 11, 13. Malachas. Remember? That's where it's coming from. Okay. Vayter. V'chein ha-megabin esakvina. Harizet told us, bone. Now here's an interesting halacha. Ve'enu chayav Achigaben Kigrogeris. Why do I say that's interesting? We said bone is what? It's kosher. Now, any malacha that involves food is usually a grogeris. So here, he's chayvishim bone, which is kosher. Ah, but it's kvina? You're in the food category. Grogeris. Interesting halacha. We got to deal with that at some point. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hamachnis yad hakardom letocha ayin. Hareza told us bone. What did you just do? You built an axe, meaning what? You put the axe handle into the axe head. And that is called a tolda of bone. So we'll just call this cardome. Cardome, axe. And that's a tolda of bone. This is all tolda of bone. Yes, yes. But you need heat for that. You need heat for that. Okay, Vaitern Shas. Vaitern Shas. Vechein ha tokea eitz be'eitz. What does tokea eitz be'eitz mean? Wood into wood. Meaning you knock a nail into pieces of wood. Bein shetoka b'masmer, bein shetoka be'eitz atzmo, achnis aseg, achnis acheid, hareze told us, bone v'chayev. So just numbering what we got over here. So eitz... Le'etz with a masmer is also a tolda of bone. So far, so good? So far, so good? Great. Next. 10:14. Ha'osen nekev kol shu b'lul shal tana gom k'dei shi kones lana or chayev mishum bone. What does chayev mishum mean?
Tolda.
And what did you do? You made a hole where? In a chicken coop. So we got chor. Belul is a tolda. And then if you add a door to a what? We call it delet labor. Delet labor is another tolda of masech, of meleches bone. Fine. So far so good? Okay, 10:17. Rabbo said, what's the din if you make an opening? A little hole in a chicken coop.
It's a tolda.
Why is it a tolda? A tolda of what?
Tolda of bone.
A bone. Because something is going in and out. Okay. Now the Rambam writes, I'm going to skip to, just because it's more compelling. Rambam writes 10:17. Hamafis shchin. What is mafis shchin? If you pop a pimple. You lance a boil. What do you do when you lance a boil? You're allowing pus to come out, oxygen to go in and out. So you know what the Rambam says? Makeh b'patish. So this is called mafis shchin. Is a tolda makapat, correct. That's right. A tolda, I should write that. Tolda. And the if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah does not understand why Mafis Shchin is not over here. He says Mafis Shchin, lancing a boil, should be definitely a what? A tolda bone. That's what we feel, but the Ram doesn't say so. And last halacha I just want to bring your attention to is, let's see. What would be the din if I, oh wow. Whoa. That's confusing. Oh my gosh. 23:1. Ha'osa nekev, if you make a hole. For ingress and egress. Like a what? Like a chicken coop. Hareza maka v'patish. Oh my gosh. Chayiv mishum maka v'patish. Okay, that's a mess. That's a mess. 22:27.
Is there already a door?
22:27. Nah, we'll skip that for now. I just one more halacha. Did you, where's Makeh Patish? That was in 10:17. One more halacha. What is the din if you make a kli zechuchis? If you make a glass kli. That's 10:16. If you make a glass kli, hamenapeach bekli zechuchis. If you make a glass kli, chayav mishum makeh bepatish. Kli zechuchis. So Rabosa, what I want you to do over here, and the mission is, first of all, is the Rambam, does the Rambam entertain the possibility of binyan b'kelim? Is there binyan by kelim? Are there any examples here of binyan b'kelim? Yes, what's an example?
Glass.
Putting the cardone, axe in the accent, what is that? That's binyan b'kelim, that's a kli. When you make a kli adama, what's the din? Told a bonus. So the Rambam has a concept of binyan ber b'kelim. What about kli zechuchis?
That's
not makeh b'patish. So an obvious problem is kli zechuchis is makeh b'patish. Kli adama is bone. What's that all about? Rabosa, the Rambam says, I'll give you a clue, a hint. Gvina is a told of bone. Why? Because what is bone? Bone is layering, putting things together, making multiple things into one. And therefore, gvina is a tolda. Rabbo said, what's the av of bone? What did Ron write as his lead av? Mashve karka, the ground. Where is the taking piece by piece and putting it on to make one? When you flatten the hill or when you fill the cavity? And the Ram says, I don't even told her. What is that? That's the av. That's the av. By ohel kavua. When you make an ohel, are you taking pieces and putting them together to build the ohel? No, what are you doing? You spread an ohel. So these are some of the conundrums that the Rambam presents us. B'tz Hashem, you'll sleep on it, dream about it, and we will resolve all of these Rambam, B'tz Hashem, Sunday bright and early.